Good morning. Another chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most places in the teens and some lower 20s out there. A little bit less wind this morning than what we had yesterday, so perhaps not as brutally cold out there, especially for mid-March, but we'll still have a wind chill. Skies will become mostly cloudy today, and the breeze will pick up, and that'll blow a few snow showers through here again. And some places could have a little dust of snow on the ground by later on this afternoon, especially closer to the Great Lakes. It'll be cold for everyone, with highs only in the middle to upper 30s, with even some lower 30s across the mountains. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. It'll remain cold, with a few leftover snow showers in the evening, as lows drop back into the lower 20s, with teens across the higher terrain. A disturbance currently working its way through the middle of the country will get sheared off to the south, and this will bring us some clouds for the day tomorrow, but it looks like any snowfall will remain well to our south and out of the region. High temperatures tomorrow will still be cold and only reach the middle 30s. On Sunday, we'll go for sunshine but cold weather on St. Patrick's Day, with highs staying right around 35. The next storm system will emerge out of the middle part of the country and take up shape in the Tennessee Valley. This one will have more moisture with it. As a result, any sunshine on Monday will fade behind increasing clouds, and there is the chance for some late-day snow, especially across the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Highs on Monday will be in the middle to upper 30s. The exact track of the storm will determine what we get on Monday night and Tuesday, but right now it looks like enough mild air will get in here to transition precipitation from snow to some sleet and then eventually rain across most of the region. Some places in the northern part of New York and New England will stay all snow. Highs on Tuesday will be in the upper 30s to around 40. Behind this system, it'll be blustery and cooler again Wednesday and Thursday of next week, with highs staying in the 30s with scattered snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large part of the upper Midwest and the northern plains are under a winter weather advisory or a freezing rain advisory. From northwest Montana and most of North Dakota through the central parts of Minnesota and western Wisconsin. An Alberta clipper moving through the region will produce a round of freezing rain, which will change to snow. Snow will add up to 2 to 5 inches by this evening in the advisory area. And frost advisories and freeze warnings are out for coastal South Carolina and southern Georgia, southward into the northern third of Florida. Temperatures have dipped below freezing in many locations where the growing season has already begun. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan back on February 24th. The last report of hail was at Champaign, Illinois at 5:53 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility, partly cloudy skies and fog, 11 below zero, with a northwest wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 8, 62% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Thermal and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 13 below zero at Stambaugh and Wakefield, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston, partly sunny, breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 31 degrees, the low 24. The average temperature, 28, that's 6 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday, still 10.8 inches for the month, which is 5.1 inches above normal, and 41.5 inches for the season, which is 10.7 inches of snow below normal. There were 37 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 422, and 4,960 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 72, set in 1989, and the record low, 1 above 0, in 1993. Sunrise this morning at 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m. 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy, cold with a few rain or snow showers today, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold with snow showers today, up to 2 inches possible in the snow belts with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy, cold today with a few rain or snow showers and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold, with scattered snow showers today and highs in the middle 30s. Mostly cloudy, with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chilly, mid-30s. Mid-30s on Sunday for St. Patrick's Day with plenty of sunshine. Monday, sunshine giving way to clouds. Late-day snow possible with highs in the middle 30s. Upper 30s with snow and rain on Tuesday. Scattered snow showers, windy and cold Wednesday in the 30s. And staying in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.